begin the current daf, Mesechtes Pesachim daf Bemgil, begin on the base, begin in case the Master, begin with the Gemara, so I get that, I mean, you would have thought to say, Kosh, Yesh, Nebuka, Machal, Matzah, wherever is in the midst of eating Matzah, they are the people who have the violation of Chametz. But women who don't have the mitzvah sishes, Magarama, would actually not be liable for the Isra of eating Chametz. This explains why would we say that. Tamal the Reed has wonders. How could we have ever entertained to say that? And to say that we're comparing the eating of chametz to the eating of matzah, and that the women would not have this of chametz. To the contrary, you should actually say the opposite type of the drasha. Generally, we say whenever you make a hekesh, you say it stringently. So it should go the other way around. Just like they have the is of chametz, so they have the chiyuv of eating matzah. And Rabbi Meiri says no, because the sugya taita, you would have thought to say, the urche dekra, the normal way the pasuk is, the seif of mefarash l'reish. At the end of the pasuk explains the beginning part of the pasuk. And if it says the Mechilas Matzah Tali, that it's contingent on the eating of the Matzah, the Chzib Basef, which is written at the end, and that's why I would have thought to say that no, you're only going to be chayiv on the Issa Bin Chametz if you're obligated to eating Matzah, which women are not, because Mitzvah says is Magrel. But Yeshama, additionally, to this, what you could say is, the Achi Yesh Lidrish Yesahet L'Nashim. Here, it makes more sense, although generally, L'Chav Makchinan here makes sense to actually say that it's permissible for the women as a heter. It's on the 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Tishrei, from the Yom Tov Sukkos. And just like women are exempt over there, having miftarim matzah, they would be exempt from matzah, k'may misukah depatlo behed perek ayoshen malach hamesh besinai. So it would make sense that women are exempt from eating matzah, and therefore to say the hekesh to say that, and therefore they're also going to be exempt from eating chametz, and not to say the other way around that women are obligated to eat matzah, because it makes sense that they're exempt from matzah, just like they're exempt from Sukkah, and we have Gzeir Shabbat comparing Sukkah to Pesach. But then it says, yes, Makrim, now those who ask the following question. Lama Noshim in Chayyub, it says, why are women not obligated? In Tzitzis, Mishum Dechol Sheyesh, Nebelevi Sheshatnes, similar drasha as we're saying in our Sugya, whoever is by wearing the prohibition of wearing Klayim, a forbidden mixture of wool and linen, Yesh Nebegedilim, has the mitzvah of wearing Tzitzis, Kedushin Ve'erichin, Gebekan, like we find Erichin regarding Kehanim, so women are the same thing, they're not allowed to wear Shatnes, and therefore they should have to wear Tzitzis. Now, the Pirish read, the Pirish of the Mesevet Larisha, Svar Lidrash, according to the read that actually says that you would think when you have a Hekesh, it's actually the end of the Pasuk that's explaining the beginning of the Pasuk. So in Kash Lehapach, according to him, the question is actually the opposite way. Women should not be liable for wearing Klayim, just like they don't have to wear Tzitzis. And if you're going to say that's the case, but in the first parak of Bei Davidal and Bei, it sounds like the Klayim L'chaz L'miti. The Gemara makes it sound like over there that Klayim has no utility whatsoever. And if women are not liable in Klayim, so then it is fit Klayim for women. So why would you say it's not fit for anything? And Tzitzis does not answer that question. Next to the Master, we're going to lose the Gemara. Ainli Eli Kulei. I would only know that if the whole Chametz is from Chametz, then you would be liable. Miktasim 9, partly, how do you know that? That's it says, Kul. And that's coming to include even Mincha that's mixed in, like we say, Kikul. Tzitzis explains what is Kulei and what's Miktasim. Says Tzitzis, Beper Kul Menachas Bais Matzah, Mefarash Abayim. The Gemara Menachas, Menachasim and Alf, the Zmachlikis Amiram, how to explain this braisa regarding if you're sacrificing some of it from Sa'ar, which is Kol, and if it's mixed in, the taroidus of Sa'ar from Kikol. So Abaye says, Inli Likuli. He explains the braisa like this. He says, I would only know if all of it, the Haina, what does that mean, all of it? Kezayis. If there's a fistful of a kezayis from Chametz, that then you'd be liable that you can not sacrifice a chametz stick, miktasu, and it's partly, what does that mean? Chatzi zayis, half of an olive of sa'ar. How would you know that? Oh, that's what you need, kol. The Rav Amahasam, the Kohachim, Rav explains differently. He says, Inli ala chametz kula, I would only know if the whole chametz, the whole fistful, which is the flower offering that the kohen takes his fistful, which is two olive size, that I would only know that you're going to be chayif, or miktas chametz minayin, part of his fistful, which is actually one zayis. How would you know? The Gemara concludes over there, what's the difference between Abaye and Rava? The Abaye said, because Abaye holds the Yesh Kamitz Mizbech and the Beis Zeisim. You could have a Kamitza, a fistful, which is the whole amount that's sacrificed on Mizbech, less than two olive sizes, the Haina Kezayis, meaning it could even be one olive size. All the Kach Mafarash Kuli, therefore explains when it says all of it, it means Kezayis, an olive size. And also, he holds that you could also have a sacrificing on Mizbech less than a Zeis. And therefore he says, when we're including Miktasai, part of it, yeah, that could even be a Chatzis Zeis. Now the Avag of the Perkid Zan, although the Gemara later on the Vayin Tezim Alav Omer Reb Shuri says Kol Hazvachim Shabbat Taira, all carbonus in the Torah and the Shtayim and Kizayis Basa. If you have at least left over an olive size of meat, Ukizayis Chaylev and an olive size of the fats, then Zerik is a Dam. Then you can throw the blood. Mashma Sounds like the Hektar Brachim Kizayis. Then you cannot have a Hektar burning less than the olive size. Says Tais Hachai. The time here, the reason is Mishum Desabed Yesh Kamis Brachim Beizayim, because yeah, but since he holds that the kamitza could be less than two olive sizes, not like Rava, it's an M Kane. Therefore, you have Exes a custom. Kishariba Kasa Chanzik Kamis. When the pasuk something include from. From coal, when it's coming to include half of the kamitza, of kocha, obviously the Torah is coming explicitly to include, even if it's in half an olive size. Whereas, Rav is saying, income is approximately in Bezais, no, you cannot have a fistful less than two olive sizes, and therefore the inactive approximate size. So even when you come to include part of it, it's still going to be at least a size. So you don't have any sources for including akhtar less than a size. That's a machleg is a bain rab. Tinnik says, the master begins with the Gemara, Man Shamali the Darish Kal. Who is it that we know that expounds the word kol? Oh, it's Rabbi Eliezer, which Taisa has a difficulty because you find a different Tana also, but one thing is the Gemara wanted to prove that the Braisa that expounds, that you include that when you even sacrificing a part of the fistful from Sa'ir, that that's like Rabbi Eliezer, because we find that he expounds kol like a riboy, and we find the Braisa darshan's kikol. So if so, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you should darshan kikol, which was the Gemara's question regarding the chiyuv of Karis on the eating chametz of Pesach, also to include the terubas of chametz. So why did Rabbi Eliezer say that you're not going to have chorus on Tarim v'schametz? That was the Gemara's question. But says Tais Avagav Rabbi Kiva Nami Dorish Kol. What do you mean? It's not necessarily Rabbi Eliezer. We also find Rabbi Kiva that he also expounds Kol. But Perkat Arevis in Zvachem Da Pebezim and Avagav Kol Chatas regarding Kol Chatas, where the pasuk says they also have a Kol Chatas regarding bringing the blood into the oil of Mayid, that it's not eaten and you have to burn it. And Rabbi Kiva learns that from Bechol, it refers to all kachim that are on the that's supposed to be brought from the outer mizbech. But one thing is, so he also darshes kol. How do you know it's Rabbi Eliezer? And that's the tesis. Like kosh is not difficult anyways, because I fully agree. Even if you can say this is like Rabbi Kiva, still in the shtam etan l'neima, we don't find any tana that says sheit terevus chametz b'karis, that you have the punishment of karis on terevus chametz. So even as Rabbi Kiva, according to him, it should have been the chiv of karis. So therefore, we have the difficulty. Why do we include karis by terevus chametz from kikol? Additionally, it seems to the Re, a different interpretation. It says, the truth is, even according to Rabban, the Darshi Hachakal that we're saying over there, they don't expound the word kol. Darshi Ba'ama, in general, they do expound the word kol. We find Barish Meruba in Baba Kama Sabakim Lamanav, Dama, where the Gemara says kol ribulihu. It says clearly, like as if everyone agrees, the word kol is the inclusionary terminology. So to perpetrate the Sukkah and the Chavzayim Abbez Gabi Kol Ezrach. Specifically over here, they don't expound. Why? Because it's bedavish ain't svar l'rabbis. It's by somebody that's no logic to include it. Kugain eruvay, like when you have the mixture of chametz, or kugain nashim, for example, to make women liable by eating chametz, mishum akeisha. In other words, it's not logical to include women because, like the Gemara had said, we would compare the eating of chametz to the eating of matzah, and just like they're not obligated because mitzvah is a man grima to eat matzah, so too we would think logically that they're not liable in eating chametz. Ukugai mixes of al tektiru, or like this drush that we're bringing out Gemara of partial of the prohibition of sacrificing the chametz on the mizbeach, where it's also not the measurement. So if it's not logical to say that one would be aser, the hachibrushi, and that's what the Gemara was saying. Come on, who is this going like Rabbi Eliezer the Darish called that he expounds called off a little davish and small rabbis even by something that's not even logical to include it? Could go in a ruver like we find now, so you're regarding the Tarabis of Chomets, could go in a notion like that of women. And on that is what we're saying that the Rabbanon there, they don't expound the word call. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva also, who he expounds call regarding Bechol Chatas, he wouldn't expound call because here there's no logic to expound this concept in the word call. And therefore, if we wouldn't explain it like Rabbi Kiva, and therefore must be Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore that we had the difficulty, oh, if he is the one, then he should be darshan kikol to include, as we find there in that braisa, to include the tarevus of chametz for the chiyuv of karas. The next says, "Master, begin with the Gemara chutz mi isuri nazir, except for the prohibition of the nazir." The Tosfos explain that one says regarding chatas, because the Gemara is saying all these things of Torah, you don't have het mitzvahs except for the isurim of a nazir. And Tosfos says, "Avgam the chatas nami kamal lekamal Rabbi Yechonah." Although regarding the chatas, the Gemara tells the letter from Yechonah het mitzvahs, and then we say that the permissible it combines with the isurim. Says Tosfos, "Hachol echashol chatas, we're not considering chatas because the mekachol mekamari, we're not considering items of kachol." The next says, Master, that begins with the Gemara, come on, who's this like? Rabbi Eliezer, the Darish Kol that expounds Kol, which first explains that where do you see from the words of Eliezer that Hetem is Starfel Issa, because the Gemara was bringing from Zeiri, that the Issa of burning the Sa'ar, you have het mitzvah of iser, and therefore you burn half of it from chametz, half of it from matzah, you're going to get lashes, even though you don't have a kezias of that of chametz, because it combines. And ziri, the Gemara says, we're going like a blazer who expounds kol. That's the place nearly retimed to the read, the ziri mashmalay, the sa'ar het mitzvah of iser, that ziri understood that by the iser of sa'ar burning on the mizbeach of the permissible commandment, the iser, mediktani, from the fact that we learned in the Brais, the Reuven Menayin, that how do you know the same thing applies to Taravis, Tamalim Kikol, and the Taravis is half of Sa'ar, half with Matzah. The Rabbi Reuven, from the fact that this Tana says that the lashes of burning of includes the mixture of Sa'ar, in Kain, Hetman Tamal Issa, obviously because you're combining the Heter to the Issa. And says Taisis, Vahainika de Rava, and this is all must be like Rava. Because according to him, that's actually the interpretation. When the Brisa says Mitzvah Seminayin, how do you know that even partial, it's also included? Hayne Zayis Shalom. That means a full Aleph. A Ruvai is a half a Zayis of Sa'ar mixing with a half a Zayis of Matzah. And the reason why you're going to get lashes is because Het Mitzvah Le'issa. Because if not going to combine, you don't get lashes because he holds that in Akhtar parts of Mekazayis. But according to the Brisa, it says Mitzvah Seminayin, that he explains, as we mentioned before, that what does it mean? And also partially you'd be liable. It means Katzi Zayis, a half a Aleph. Oh, according to him, it's not possible to learn enough from a Rubi Het Mitzvah Le'Isser that you combine it Heta to Isser to the contrary. According to him, it's not because you combined to the Sheva Gezayis, it's actually less than the Gezayis. It's because you're liable even for just a minute amount of the prohibition. Well, the Marbi Rubi, so then what are we including when we say the mixture? That's when it's totally mixed together and it's not recognizable. Below Yoman, that we don't say she's Batla Isser Heta, that the prohibited element should be nullified in that of the permissible. Now, and this that the Gemara is saying that, okay, so who's Zeir like, is going like Rebbe Elazar who expounds Kol, is Mishum, is because the Rabbanon, according to Rabban Avagav, the Dasha Kikol, although they expound Kikol, even though they don't expound Kol, they don't explain to include a Ruvai, the mixture, rather to include partial of it. And only according to Rebbe Elazar who includes Miktasim from Kol, then you should include a Ruvai from Kikol. That's the interpretation according to Tyson. But says Tyson, Rashi, Pirish Rashi explains the Ziri Mashmalay, that the place where Ziri knows this idea, that from the fact that it says Kol, you should include to be liable also on Miktas, on when it's partial Sa'ar, Hainu Chatzi Zayis Koimitz Disar, where you have a half olive of a fistful of Sa'ar, Chatzi Zayis Damas, and half olive of Matzah, the Emu Ravin, and that they're not mixed together, El Kolecha Nekara, that each one is recognizable by itself. And the reason is because, obviously because it had to mitzvah list. But says Taisa is because of the Purushan Tuvah, I have many difficulties in Rashi interpretation. Chodah, first of all, if that's the case, the lamb is Iri like Abai, like a Rava. And Ziri is not like Abai or Rava, which the more later on says that Ziri is coming to conclude from Abai. It sounds like he doesn't disagree with Rava, and he was saying that he's not like Rava. V'oi, moreover, my comment come out, why is the Gemara saying who's just like Rebbe Eliezer? Hok Rabban Namayasir, according to Rashi interpretation, Ziri is like Rabbanan, the whole Kikal Darshi, because Kikal they do expound. Makmila Miktasim, he says, going on Miktasim, that Hainu. That is Het Mitzvah L'Issa, but according to Rashi, that's the case of Het Mitzvah L'Issa, and if so also according to Rabbanan, Het Mitzvah L'Issa, you have by the Issa of burning Bisar and Mizbech. Boy, more of us, it says, by Chametz, how do you know the Issa of Taravis, a mixture? Kim the Tzorch for Het Mitzvah L'Issa, since you need the Pasuk to tell you this idea of the Heter combining with the Issa. Boy, more of us, according to Rashi, after saying Tzasim 9, what does it mean? That the Brisa says we're including partial, Pirish. Chatzizai says of a Chatzizai Heter, when you have half alam of Issa, half alam of Heter, Shein Murab Miachim, which are not mixed together. Because the Ilav Hochi, because if not the case, rather you're talking about when they're mixed together, then Hainu Eriv. That's the case of when they're mixed together, which we're including from Kikol. So if so, then he holds that Hetem Sarf Issa is also when they're not mixed together. Now, come on, the problem is later on by Chatzis, where the Gemara says Hetem Sarf Issa, where you have the meat. Is getting mixed together with the meat of the chattas that has halach like the chattas, and you have to eat like the halach of the meat of the chattas where it's mixed into. Mashmet sounds like the in het misaf leisser that you don't say het misaf leisser. Imloish zarve isser het yachal unless they get mixed together. The omar because it says actually you have a little bit of sard they'll absorb from its meat, which again is all like not like rashi. So Taisa explain from the fact that they learn that you get lashes on the eruvoy. The mixture of sar, which that's a half a zayis of sar and half a zayis of matzah, which sounds like het mitzvah leisser. Says this is a grava that he holds that there's no iser less than the kezayis, and from miktasai that's a whole zayis of sar. Now according to him, that this the gichayev on eruvoy is because the Mitzvah is, and he completes it to Ikazayis. Rashi explains from this that they learned that you get lashes on Mitzvah Sa'ar, which is a half a size of Sa'ar, half a size of Matzah, and Z'iri doesn't hold like Abaye that explains Mitzvah is a half a size of Sa'ar by itself, and not like Rava that explains that Mitzvah is a complete size of Sa'ar by itself. That's from where he learns out that Hetzah is Mitzvah Sa'ar.